words are fun, especially when you ask more than one person what does a certain word mean. You can get so many different answers. But in one word in particular that no doubt a lot of people are thinking about this week is that of love. What does love mean? Well, the question was asked to a group of kids ages 4 through 8. And I believe those answers that were given are very enlightening, as humorous as they may be. For example, when a person loves you, they say your name different. You just know your name is safe in their mouth. Love is when your mom makes a cup of coffee for your dad, and she takes a sip of it before she gives it to him to make sure it is okay. If you want to learn how to love better, you should start with someone you hate. My mommy loves me more than anyone else. You don't see anybody else kissing me goodnight when I go to bed. When my grandma got arthritis, she couldn't bend over to paint her toenails anymore. So my granddad does it for her, even after he got arthritis too. That's love. Love is what is in the room on Christmas if you stop opening your presents and listen. Love is when a little old man and a little old woman are still friends, even after they know each other so well. Love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on aftershave, and then they go out together and smell each other. Love is when you tell a boy you like his shirt, and then he wears it every day. Love is what makes you smile when you're tired. Love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken. Love is when your puppy licks your face, even when you left him home alone all day. Love is when daddy comes in all sweaty and smelly, and mommy still tells him that he is handsomer than Robert Redford. When I had my piano recital, I was on the stage and I was scared. I looked out at all the people looking at me. Then I saw my daddy waving and smiling. He was the only one doing that, and I wasn't scared anymore. Love is when you go out to dinner with someone and you give them most of your French fries without making them giving you any of theirs. You really shouldn't tell somebody that you love them unless you mean it. But if you do mean it, you should tell them a lot. People forget. Love is when your older sister gives you all her old clothes, because then she has to go out and buy new ones. Love is when you kiss all the time. Then after you are tired of kissing, you still want to be with each other and you talk more. My daddy and mommy are like that. When they kiss, they look gross. You know you love someone because your eyelashes go up and down and little stars come out of you. You know, as funny as it may seem, there's a lot of what they know about love. It's different through the eyes of children, and we know exactly what Jesus talked about children. But if you were to go through those in the New Testament, what would they have to say about love? Well, perhaps the first thing that might come to your mind is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where there the Apostle Paul tells what love is, what love is not, and what love does. He says there, beginning in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And I can believe as we look through the eyes of the kids, you could see many similarities to how the Apostle Paul describes that love. But the love that is described also tells us the relationship that God should have with us. Not only does Paul describe love, but John does as well. In the book of 2 John, and in verse 6, he says, "This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it." John says, love is walking according to his commandments. What are the things that God would have us to do? And if we are doing them, that would show God that we do love him. John also says in 1 John chapter 2, there in verse 5, "Whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him." Then in chapter 3 and in verse 18, again he says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Then in chapter 5 and verse 3, he says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." Very plain, that if we truly love God, then we must do what he says. Jude, another New Testament writer, says, beginning in verse 20 of his book, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment that is defiled by the flesh." To love God is to keep his commands. To love Jesus is to do what he says. And that must include loving others, showing them of the love of God. Perhaps they do not know about God or the love that he has for them, about his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that showed his love for them by giving up his life that they might have theirs. And by sharing with them the good news, we perhaps could save a soul from death. That is truly love. Isn't that what Jesus said himself? In John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus said that if you love me, keep my commandments. He went on to say in verse 23 of the same chapter, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Imagine that love that God has for us, and that we must in return have for him. After all, John said in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19, that we love him because he first loved us. And that's a very hard concept for many to understand. But if we can begin to grasp how much God loves us, and we can better understand how we can love him. After all, Paul said very plain in Romans chapter 8 and verse 39 that there is nothing, nothing that can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. But is that true for ourselves? Is there anything that separates us from loving God? Well, we have examples of many in the Bible that have shown that something does come between them and God. One that you might recall is found in the book of Revelation in chapter 2. Remember, the church at Ephesus was known as the loveless church. Why? Because Jesus said of them in verse 4, they lost their first love. Do we do that? Have we turned our backs upon God? Are we failing to recognize that others need to know God? And to love Him, we must do what He said. To love others, we must be willing to go and bring them to Him. God loves us eternally, and our love to God must be eternal. We must keep His commands and always be faithful unto Him. If we do so, we can live with Him forever. Remember how Paul concluded the 13th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians? There abide faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Faith will become sight. Hope will become realized. But love will abide forever. Tonight we're about to sing the song of encouragement. If there's one present that wishes to respond to the invitation, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.